Hey everybody, just remember that this podcast with Alana Pierce is fully sponsored by our Patreon. You can see the uncut extended version with an extra 10 to 20 minutes, all the swears left in, and some naughty little chit chats over there for as little as $2 a month. That's right, $2 a month. Support us on Patreon. We keep this baby going. Check it out.
Try not to laugh to this Cracker Milk podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk podcast. Now we're super excited because we're dressed up. We're dressed up in true Australian fashion because we're talking to one of the most famous Australians of all time.
Probably the most famous.
Probably the most famous Australian of all time. Yeah. It's Alana Pierce, who we have running through VHS tape on a CRTV right now because that's as far as technology gets in Oz. How are you, Alana?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're living the fucking dream. And we just thought, you know, we know you're living in LA, and we thought what we'd do is we'd provide you just with some like Australian culture. We thought we'd give back, remind you what you're missing out on.
I feel so at home. My dad is a big fan of the Lions, so anytime that I go home, we'll go see Lions games. And the amount of mullets, I reckon it's like 80% of players have dirty mullets at this point.
That's what's getting the chicks now is the fucking mullets.
Allegedly.
You know? I'm alone. And, you know, I've dressed up as a tradie, the lifeblood of the Brisbane economy. And you've dressed up as...
I'm just a surfer from Byron Bay, man.
Yeah, man. Now, have you ever been to Byron, Alana?
I've been to Byron a bunch of times, yeah.
I'm so sorry because I saw
Parkway Drive there.
You what?
You know Parkway Drive, the band?
Yeah.
They're from Byron Bay, and they named the band after a street sign that's called Parkway Drive, and people stole it so often that they had to like move it so it's an unreachably high level on a pole because otherwise little emo kids kept stealing the Parkway Drive sign.
Fuck.
Did it get stolen after they moved it up again?
I don't know. You'd have to go check. I haven't been back, but...
I'll be back, guys.
I may know somebody who has one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking sick. I actually have never had a positive experience in Byron Bay. I think it's because they hate me. I don't know what it is about Byron. It's
I don't hate you, dude.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what
you... I think you're pretty sick.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
But I have no hate in my body.
Now, Alana, we can't give you anything because you're in LA. But we wanted to honor you with Australian water. If you just wanted to present Alana. Yeah. This is sort of like our church wine, as you know.
Here's my water.
It's an ice break.
It's been a long time.
Because you know when you break ice and you get water out of it, it's like you break it like a coconut and then the water comes out. That's what ice break is.
Allegedly.
Just so you know, Goob is behind the camera cringing at what he just said.
Yeah, now, that's pretty good.
Now, Alana, I'm under the assumption that you basically have no fucking idea what this is
I have literally no idea. I don't know who you are. You just said you were Australian. I never say yes to podcasts. And I was like, yeah, all right.
Well, what a shocker this one will be for you. Yeah. But now, we just wanted to let you know, because I got wig in my mouth.
Sorry about that.
That's not you. You've missed a few things from Australia. I'm sure there's things you don't know, you haven't caught up on.
Yeah, dude, crazy stuff has happened.
For sure.
Since you've gone.
So, it's
10 years.
One of the things you've worked at EB Games, right?
I did work at EB Games, yeah.
Yeah, now one of the things we want to let you know, I don't know if you know this, but there's no sale.
There's no sales anymore. They've stopped doing sales.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, EB Games famously...
They don't sell things anymore?
No. They sell things, but full price. They don't sell... There's no sale signs or anything.
You
it's
know
just
how
an
excessive
actual store
the sales
now.
Were? You know?
Dude, I used to... Because you'd have to peel off stickers and then re-put them on. I used to make my hands bleed because of the amount of sales stickers you would have to pull off. And then I literally would have bleeding fingernails by the end of those sales.
Gamers have it harder. Gaming is like the hardest...
You know what? A harder job has never existed than gaming.
No, gaming is the hard. It's gaming, streaming, and then YouTubing. That's the list.
And then open heart surgery right under
no,
that.
No, fuck that. That's below.
Yeah, no.
There's tons of influencer jobs harder than
not
that.
Not even worth mentioning.
Sorry,
what's that ever done for anybody? Can you still trade games?
Yeah, I hustled that system so bad. I would get a game, I'd finish it within the week, return it, get a new game, finish it within the week, and they never stopped me. One time...
That's because you threatened them every time you went up there.
I did threaten the fuck out of them.
It's mostly because of all the guns,
I've got a scenario for you, right? And I feel so guilty about this. I bought Tekken 6 when I was 14 or 5 or whatever it was. And
when you were 5 or 14?
I was 14, but I bought one of the Tekkens. And it made me so fucking angry that I ejected the disc and I scratched it intentionally, and then I returned it and was like, it's scratched. I don't know what happened. And the dude opened it up and he went, dude, that's clearly not the console. Like, you did that. And I just played dumb and he got me a refund and I bought Assassin's Creed 2, which was a great game.
That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. I still think about that because I'm pretty sure that I should have.
That is an insane thing to do. I mean, you technically only hurt like the mega corporation that is GameStop, so who cares? But also, that's insane.
Yeah.
The disc didn't hurt you.
Yeah, I wasn't well. For some reason, fighting games when I was like 14, it ignited a fury in me. Like Soul Calibur 4,
what a game.
Punched many a couch playing Soul Calibur 4.
I love that game. Yeah. Was it the tower? Soul Calibur 4 was the one where you had the tower, you had to ascend and descend, and that's what I spent maybe, I don't know, 50 hours doing that and never got to the last level of the tower. Extremely difficult.
It was the last I played it on hard, and it was the first game I wanted to be good at, like master. Is Soul Calibur 4 the one where Darth Vader was a playable character?
No, I think that might have been 3.
Maybe it was 3
Soul
I'm thinking
Calibur
of.
4.
I remember Ninja Gaiden 2.
It's got
Soul
Yoda.
Calibur.
Being really difficult.
Ninja Gaiden 2.
Yeah,
on like the hardest, one of the hardest
banger.
Difficulties.
Absolute cool. Banger.
What's like the angriest you've ever been at a game?
I don't have a temper. It's really boring. Nothing ever makes me mad. I do not get angry at anything. So like any of the like rage quit through a controller stuff, I don't relate to. If something annoys me, I'll be like, oh, that's a bummer.
Did you have a lot of...
Just kind of move on.
Did you have a lot of lag when you live in Australia when you're playing games and stuff? Did you get angry at lag here or not?
No. Like, again, in sort of a weird absence of a temper. Also, I'm wrong. Darth Vader is in Soul Calibur 4.
It was 4
And Yoda's the one that's on the cover, I think.
Yeah, so Yoda was on the PS3 and Darth Vader was 360, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. That's crazy.
When the console war was a real thing, where you had to pick a side, and if your friends were on the other console, you basically weren't friends.
Mm. I love that you think that that's not still happening.
Is that a thing still?
Oh my god, yes. And it's like out of control. It's been
that's
real
fucking
bad.
That's fucking ridiculous. Like, consoles have basically the same shit across them entirely now,
so,
right?
Here's what's happened in this particular culture war is you've grown up, but there is a whole new generation of 14-year-olds carrying that torch valiantly.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay, but I reckon Helldivers 2, I don't know if they've opened it for Xbox players yet, but there's so many PlayStation players that want, they're like asking for an Xbox release to bring that on. I feel like Helldivers 2 could be the bridge between the console wars.
Don't speak for us, dude. Like,
I did play Xbox when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah. Elias's claim to fame is that he played Halo 3 so much that he took photos in it, and it's what got him into filmmaking, was taking photos in Halo 3.
I got on the file share, like, weekly kind of thing, which was really cool.
Was it one of the ones where it's like two dead Spartans that look like they're having sex?
What?
Yeah, I thought so.
So where can I find that?
Yeah.
Where was that? Let me hit me up with that later.
Just look up Halo 3 Rule 34. you're talking to a bunch of people who were obsessed with Halo growing up. I think all of us were disgustingly obsessed with Halo. It was the game.
I consider it a red flag if somebody was not, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. I mean, the problem I had was...
What were you doing?
Yeah,
what else could you possibly be doing?
Playing fucking PlayStation, you piece of shit.
Touching grass? Come on.
I remember Halo 3 being so, it's so embedded in me that when the Master Chief Collection was relaunched on PC, I played hours of it, like hours and hours of it again, just the multiplayer. Reach is an exceptionally better game though. Like, Reach is kind of peak Halo. You can't really go.
I think they've all got strengths.
Yeah,
like a lot of people didn't like Reach multiplayer because of like the armor lock, but I liked the extra strategy after playing 2 and 3. Like, yeah. I think they've all you know, they've all got their place. Though I haven't played a ton of any of the more recent games. I haven't played a lot of 4 or 5. I did like 5 multiplayer a lot on launch.
Yeah, 5 multiplayer.
Apparently it's gotten good again.
Yeah, it was good. And then
Infinite
I
was pretty good.
That's 5.
That's 5? I thought that was 6.
Oh, maybe it's 6. No. Oh,
wait,
it's 6.
Are there 6 Halos? Right? Like, how many Halo? Is it 4 or
it's
5 or 6?
Infinite 6.
I think it might be 6.
It's Infinite.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Infinite, which that's what I meant. I played a ton of Infinite on launch.
The multiplayer
was super fun.
Is really, really good.
We played a lot of it, yeah. And then they announced this is how nerdy
the 5 is Guardians. That's right, yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then Elias played, he found out there was like a lighting engine in Forge, and he tried to convince us to do all of our pre-visualization for our skits in Forge. And I cannot stress how fucking stupid that is.
That's really cool.
I think that's one of the coolest things
I've ever heard.
You just wanted to play fucking Halo. You just wanted an excuse to play more Halo.
Yeah, imagine doing all the previous stuff like in that. Because like, the Forge is crazy. But then the Forge never came out for like so long. And then I was like, well, yeah. I'm off the bandwagon now.
Now, before we started, you didn't want us to talk about your job, so I'm going to ask one question about it, okay? Are you making Crash Bandicoot 6?
No comment.
What about Crash Bash Remake? Crash Bash 4K Remake.
Rule 34.
Rule 34. Crash Bash.
Well,
I guarantee there's like a naked tiny tiger out there.
I don't want to know that.
Tiny tiger was
the
my
most
favorite.
Recent Crash Bandicoot was actually sick. If you haven't played it, Crash Bandicoot 4.
It's fucking awesome.
Kind of flew under the radar. Yeah, it was really, really good.
It's like a straight up, just so you know, Crash Bandicoot's like my, that's like my kryptonite. Yeah, I can finish all of them in one sitting. I'm disgusting with those games. I don't know what it is about Crash
fucking
Bandicoot.
Dog shit, but I love them.
They're so bad
at them. But Toys for Bob, who is the company that, sorry to get real nerdy on you, the company that made the most recent Crash Bandicoots and the remasters, was under Activision Blizzard, and then recently, like a month ago, announced that they're going independent, which is like huge win
That's
for the
awesome.
Video game industry.
Yeah.
So now Toys for Bob, in theory, like they'd still have to work with Activision on the Crash license, but that means they can make whatever they want no longer. They're basically like now indie, and it's
really,
fucking
really
awesome.
Good.
Like, it's such a huge win.
What about like Crash Bandicoot?
Crash Pash,
where you just make out with all the characters.
Out, yeah, I like
it's
that.
A
That's what
dating
I
sim?
If I went independent with, if I went independent with Crash Bandicoot, I'd be like, yeah, now we can get him make out.
Now we can finally make Crash Pash.
I want to see Crash and Coco make out because they're fucking step siblings. They are not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm
so sure
Crash
you
Bash.
Could already see that if you really wanted to. I'm so sure that exists.
I guarantee Rule 34 has a place for everything.
100%.
Now, yeah. Alana, I'm going to bring up some things from Australian culture that I just want to tell you some info because you've probably missed out on some
Thank
news.
You.
Do you want me to tell the one that I found when I went surfing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember Harold Holt. The former
Vaguely
prime minister.
Are you familiar with that name?
Former prime minister that disappeared when he was swimming.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So I found him a couple of weeks ago. He resurfaced when he went on it. So long story short, he went into the ocean, found Atlantis.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then
okay.
he resurfaced and came back. And I found him when I was surfing on a sick, gnarly wave. He came to me in a dream, and I was like, I need to go out there and find him. And then he surfaced.
Atlantis confirmed just outside of Byron Bay?
Yeah, that's irrelevant. Don't worry about the
don't
Atlantis
about that.
Bit. That's
don't
not really
the logistics.
Like important.
Okay, I got
Howard
it.
Holt's
yeah,
back.
Okay.
Vegemite? I don't know if you know Vegemite.
Familiar with Vegemite, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I actually one time tried to eat as much Vegemite, like a whole thing of Vegemite for a YouTube video, like as much as I could at once. And I vomited for 2 hours-ish because I got sodium poisoning, which I didn't know was a thing before I tried to do that.
God. Oh, shit, dude.
If you eat a whole tub of Vegemite, it will give you sodium poisoning and you will be very sick.
Damn.
Can you get the Vegemite?
Yeah, get that Vegemite. We're going to try that.
Right now.
Well, now it's sweet. It's sweet now.
Yeah, it's sweet Vegemite.
It's all just sweet. It tastes like Nutella. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
That's fair enough. That's because it's not true.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a couple. Do you remember Healthy Harold the giraffe?
Who the fuck are all of these people? No, I don't
Come on, you call yourself an Australian.
You grew up, you fucking grew
Healthy,
up.
I mean, I know the caramello koala.
Oh, he hung himself as well, unfortunately.
Fuck.
I'm not
Healthy
eating that.
Harold?
I'm not eating that.
Oh, do you guys remember, I don't even know what animal that it was, but his name was Choice.
That's a cigarette
brand. It
would
be like, it's a choice to make.
Choice
there
to
was
make.
This, yeah, so there was these Australian commercials that aired when I was a kid. Let me see if I can find what kind of animal he was. His name was Choice, and he was telling kids not to do drugs, and he would be like, don't do drugs. That's a choice to make. There was this whole campaign.
Well, Healthy Harold was the giraffe that had come to your school, and he was a little puppet.
Yeah.
And he talked to you about not doing drugs.
About drugs and stuff. Yeah.
I don't think it was Healthy Harold.
Anyway, the point we're making is he hung himself.
Fuck.
He ended up doing a lot of meth and, swerved off the road and landed in a noose and hung himself.
That is not a choice to make.
Now, Alana, while you're looking that up, we watched you...
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
We watched you beat up another woman in Creator Clash. Congratulations.
Yeah, sorry about that. Thank you so much.
It was very impressive.
That was gnarly.
Thank you.
Like the wave that I caught this morning. Byron.
Yeah. We gnarly. Know you didn't do that, dude. That's a wig. So you trained super hard. I remember you talking about it. It looked really intense. Do you still feel the urge to bash people?
I mostly sparred with my best friend Ethan, and every time I'm with Ethan, we end up fighting. But most people, hitting women actually sucks pretty bad because I'm taller than everybody. So any woman that I had to spar with would end up crying or bleeding, and it was really not fun, and I hated it. Men, fine. Well, yeah. I didn't have a problem with that. So. No is the ultimate answer, but I do still like the other people that were training for Creator Clash. If I see them, we always end up talking about boxing. I'm actually going to see the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight in July here.
That's gonna be
just
wild.
Because I really wanted to see Mike Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Dude,
imagine 60-year-old Mike Tyson absolutely destroying Jake Paul is going to be insane.
I really don't know how it's going to go.
Now, you're a massive Batman fan, right? A huge Batman fan.
Sure am. Yeah. You want to see some Batman?
Holy fuck.
That's a whole cabinet.
What's your like most valuable
thing.
Batman?
Ooh, there goes my camera. Shouldn't have done that. What's my most valuable Batman? Probably I have a Jim Lee drew me an original Batman. That's probably the most valuable, but that Nightmare one who was up on the top is he's
that
worth
is, that's
everybody.
Really cool. It's a shame that you're going to have to
Oh, well, look, we have some news about Batman. He didn't hang himself, but...
God.
Batman's actually banned... We can't make this joke. Anyway, we were just going to make a joke that Batman was banned from Movie World. He was batting off. That was the joke, but you're too much of a Batman fan. It's not a good enough joke. I don't want to make the joke anymore. Anyway,
you can find Rule 34 of that, though.
A Batman batting off is surely a thing.
I have a fun Batman fact that relates to Australia, if you didn't know, because most people don't know. Did you know Melbourne was originally called Batmania?
What?
This is not a joke. I'm not joking. There's no punchline. Melbourne, the city, was originally called Batmania.
That sounds...
Because the person who claimed to have found the city was called John Batman. I'm not joking.
Batmania. Why would you fucking change it?
Yeah.
Why would you change it?
I strongly agree. That's way cooler than Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne. More like Smelbourne. More like
have 10 coffees a day. You hipster pieces of shit.
Yeah. Fuck Melbourne. Yeah. We're fucking Brisbane. True and true. We don't have coffee. We have coffee. We have 4X gold every fucking meal.
I'm
going
to skull this ice break because I'm Brisbane.
No, he just wants to drink it. I'm so sorry, Alana.
I bet you ice break
so
is made in a different
sorry.
City. I bet you ice break's made in America. I would bet money.
Holy shit.
Ice break drink. I bet. Where is ice break made?
Where's it from? Do you find that the food in America is distinctly different, like the quality of food? Have you noticed that?
It's a lot sweeter.
Yeah.
Everything's sweeter. Like the bread is sweet for some reason. The milk here is terrible. The chocolate is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And the chocolate's gross because the farms are too far away from like the processing facilities, so they have to keep the milk fresh. It tastes like vomit. Hershey's is disgusting. But the food here is really good. The food in LA is like very, very good. They're so do you all have
like, is it like predominantly like the takeout culture is so big there that you're kind of just eating out often, like takeaway and that sort of thing?
I would say for the rich people, sure, but yeah. It's expensive, so yeah. Not so much. But like Mexican food here, I didn't realize how bad Mexican food was in Australia. Makes sense, very far from Mexico, until I came here and was like, oh, this is what Mexican food is? It's not Gumen y Gomez?
Yeah, what do you mean? It's not like
so good.
It's not a taco with beef, mince, guacamole, and some lettuce?
And some sour cream, but that's it.
Did your family do the white people tacos where you get the old El Paso box, yellow box? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I tell you what, like, you might hate the Mexican food here, but that is an Australian classic. That's an Australian classic.
It's beautiful. It's just not Mexican.
That's
fine.
It really shocks me that you don't get angry at games. Like, that's something that I mean, like, it makes sense. You work in it and you're passionate about it, so it's probably, like, a good thing.
No, I'm just a really passive person is why. I guess I will get frustrated if I die because of a camera, like in a FromSoft game. Like, if a camera fucks me up, it'll make me mad. Yeah. But we just have an absence of a temper. It's very boring.
No, I think that's actually a healthy psychological thing, and you shouldn't say it's boring. It's probably a massive positive trait that you don't have rage in you.
Something about a dude in a mullet wig telling me that makes me feel like it's a red flag.
No.
It's a green flag.
Don't worry. This is like...
Thank you so much.
Anthony Albanese actually dresses like this when he's addressing the country at the moment.
And when he's playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, and when he's playing COD.
Yeah.
That's now, sick. So I actually don't know who the current Prime Minister is.
It's Anthony Albanese.
That's his name?
Yeah. He sounds like Elmer Fudd. He sounds like Elmer Fudd.
Bring back Harold!
Yeah.
Bring back Harold! Bring back Harold Holt!
Didn't you?
I thought you did. Didn't we establish that?
Yeah, as Prime Minister! Bring back Harold Holt as Prime Minister!
Did it
fucking break your heart playing the Suicide Squad game and just shooting that man in the face?
Bold of you to assume I played it.
Oh!
I haven't downloaded, but have not played it.
Well, I'm fucking... That's the fucking title of this. Alana Pierce doesn't play Batman game. Alana Pierce, liar in all caps.
Go for it. It wouldn't be the first YouTube video that's titled that way. I didn't play it because the time that it came out, there was too much other shit, I think. And it, like, I have friends who worked on that game. But I think the way that it looked never really appealed to me from the trailers. Like, I'm not a live service person, so I just wasn't super into it anyway. I think I wanted it to be the Arkham series, and it's definitely not that. So I was like, I don't need to play it. I have it downloaded, though.
They literally said that it's following on the story of Arkham, which just seems really objectively wrong when you, like, learn the story of the game. It's like... The Arkham story is amazing. It's like so amazing. So amazing. And
it could be the same universe, I guess, but...
Yeah, I don't know. It's really odd. But I mean, like, the Gotham Knights game was meant to play like Arkham, but that isn't canon or something. I don't know. I don't know enough about...
Yeah, that's not made by Rocksteady, so it's that's a different studio.
Is it not leaked at all?
Not that I'm aware of. I actually don't remember.
That's a bit dirty.
I don't think so.
That's a little dirty dog behavior, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many Batman things that aren't related to one another now.
Yeah.
It's kind of up for grabs.
I really like the comic book series where Batman gets a vasectomy and, like, he's out for the count for, like, 3 months and it's just him in hospital. And, like,
Robin has to take care of him. There is a Batman comic where you see his dick called Batman Damned that they redacted. So I did track down a copy that has Batman's dick. So I do own it. But they recalled them all and stopped selling them. Because I guess, like, when DC execs found out, they were like, you can't put Batman's dick in a comic book. They had to walk that back.
Oh, we're looking at it right now. Hang on. We're just looking at...
Hang on.
We're just looking at some Batcock. One sec.
I think he's circumcised.
Whoa!
Is he circumcised?
Yep.
I think he is, yeah.
Yep.
I love that you hunted it down. Like, that's a true Batman fan. Get back on topic with shit you'd actually probably want to talk about, like games. But what are you playing the absolute shit out of right now?
And why is it Crash Bash 2?
Don't answer that. You do not need
to. I told you not to talk about that.
Yeah, and you don't need to take on our fucking improv suggestions.
I was just in Alaska with my mum for a week, so nothing.
Oh.
But before that, Dragon's Dogma 2 and Helldivers 2.
Oh, I want to play Dragon's Dogma 2 so bad.
I'm a big Dragon's Dogma fan, so I'm really enjoying it. Playing Helldivers 2 with my friends, and then tonight I'm going to try a game called Content Warning.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but I've been, I think it's like, you know, Phasmophobia.
Oh, it's like a stream game, like one of those games that's real like pro stream. Yeah. Are you playing it on stream?
Yes. I think it's like a combination between Phasmophobia and Lethal Company, both of which are awesome.
I've never played either of them.
See how it goes.
I've never played either of them. I'm playing through Mass Effect
right now.
I'm playing through Mass Effect for the first time? Yeah, and like I learned you could romance characters, and I've got Rex on my team, and my brain wants to fuck the shit out of Rex.
Love Rex.
Male
Shepard. Are you playing the first one?
Yeah.
Just be careful, that's all I'll say. Just be careful.
No, don't say that, man.
Just be careful.
Don't say that.
Just be careful.
I just found out like this company was like putting this plant thing in people's minds, and I shot the guy in the face, and I was like, this is the best game ever. I love it.
Oh, wait. That means you're like really far towards the end. Who did you shoot in the face?
Just some side character, exogeny side character on a planet. I don't know.
Just be careful, man.
Stop. You haven't played it.
Just be careful.
Yeah.
No.
Be careful, man.
I want Rex to live.
Just be careful.
Fuck. All right. Well, anyway, I'm playing Mass Effect. I think Male Shepard has to be the dumbest character on planet Earth.
It's an RPG. That means you're the dumbest player on Earth. You opted into that.
Hey! He just looks silly, and every time I pick like a Paragon option, it kind of pisses me off. He's kind of just comes off a bit dopey, you know?
There's this really funny thing about Mass Effect where you pick a dialogue option and it never says exactly what you want it to.
Yes.
And I've seen theories that was intentional, that like it being so close to what you wanted to say but not exact. Obviously it would be repetitive if you just heard the same thing twice, but that it like makes you like almost frustrated and thus more engaged.
Yeah.
Like that's a running theory about Mass Effect.
That pisses me off so much because it like you it's like a certain intention for like a phrase, and it just completely takes it in a different direction. You're like, oh, just
like the L.A. Noir memes, where you'll say like doubt, and it's like, you fucking lie.
Just so you know, Elias isn't talking about games, by the way. That's him when he talks to women. He has no ability to get the thought in his head to come out in a way that doesn't scare them.
That's not true.
With that hair, with those vibes from Bondi. Sorry, you were from
Byron.
Byron Beach.
Different places. I was thinking of Bondi because that's where L.A. Noire was made.
Was it really?
Team Bondi.
Damn. I went to Sydney once and everyone was so fucking mean that I never want to go
again. Just one time?
No, I've been a few times, but I just pretend I don't because I don't like it. It's like, everyone's a bit nasty, you know?
They are all pretty angry there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they feel like the main characters of the country because it's the only place where anything is ever happening and the rest of the country goes to bed at 5 p.m. That's one of the things that, like, shocks me here. It could be fucking Saturday and things will just close, like, so early. I don't understand.
Yeah. Coffee shop down from my mom's place, like, if I want to get coffee when I'm at home, closes at, like, 2 p.m.
That's normal.
Here, 9 p.m.
Is the coffee... Wow.
My mom was like, can we send mail on a Saturday? And I was like... America, of course we fucking can. The bank's open on a Saturday.
Yep, nothing.
That's crazy.
Is the coffee really bad in America compared to here?
It's dog shit. It's absolutely atrocious.
that's probably why they're open till 9.
Yeah.
Just so they can get enough.
Gotta get the sales where they can. Yeah, whenever I go home, I'm so excited to have coffee, and I feel like Australian breakfast food is really good.
I will die on this hill that our breakfast culture is like some of the best in the world because. We're all up at like 5. We're all in bed by 10. And like...
Because there's nothing else to do. Yeah,
there's fuck all to do. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? The sun's up so... It's so early. Anyway, it's honestly so good. And like, I now will go out for breakfast more than I'll go out for dinner because the food is way better.
Totally.
Way, way better.
Australia's got great breakfast. And the hash browns in America are grated. It's like grated soggy potato.
What?
It's really bad. Hash browns in the US means a grated potato that somebody like fried a little and then like flipped, but the middle is still like soggy potato. And it's just grated mass.
We're just gonna have a minute silence for that.
Thank you.
All right, that was an Australian minute silence. That's as long as it goes here. The time difference makes it quicker.
Yeah, really.
Do you ever get, by the way, Alana, do you ever get told that you look like a character from Cyberpunk?
No.
Huh. Must
never
just be me.
Heard that.
Are you doing any writing in your spare time?
Yeah, I always have, actually. I write, I've worked on two comics that aren't out yet. I'm writing on another video game, and I've been writing a book for years. And I write screenplays. Like, I have a group of friends that I'm getting together in 2 weeks to help me out with a problem that I have with a short film before we film it this year. So I write a lot.
That's fucking awesome.
That's crazy. Are you still working on that Crash Pash screenplay that I sent you?
No comment.
Okay.
Dude,
okay.
She can't talk about her work at Sony. She's not going to talk about Crash Pash.
No comment.
I'm keep forgetting.
You keep forgetting. It's the Byron brain, dude.
It's the one rule.
Yeah, it's the one
rule.
So are you directing your short films?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick. Cool. Because you did one, I saw the one you did over COVID, which was really good.
Yes. Thank you. It was okay. I appreciate that. But it was more of a, like, can I do this within these limitations? And it was really fun to make. But I have two more that we hope to shoot this year that are a lot more like short films, because that was just two people, right?
Yeah.
So it was very, very limited to see what I could do with those constraints. The next two, one of them's a horror and one of them's a Western. I think I'm going to need to do a crowdfunding for the Western because I think it's going to be difficult. The horror one, also really simple, but we have like a bigger group of people and, you know, it's not just me editing it. Like, it's a whole big team. So
that's fucking awesome.
Looking forward to it.
We've never been told we're chill. I think the normal thing is, what the fuck is going on?
I worked at Funhouse. That was...
Yeah,
genuinely, you know?
Big fans as well. Very, very, very
thank
fun
you so
work
much. Yeah,
that you guys do.
You know, you guys are a piece of cake compared to them. So,
oh, I mean,
very chill.
They're very please funny, very funny. Your stuff at Funhouse was great. I was really stoked to see you join too, because it was cool to see another sincerely funny woman be a part of it, because Elise was so fucking brilliant when they brought her in.
She's one of the funniest people I know.
Yeah, so funny. Same with James. I mean, the whole group was great. And I think yeah, it's a bummer. Are they still going? Like, have they found new funding, or are they just done now? Do you know?
They're done.
Ah, oh, damn.
It is fuck done. Damn. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's a big bummer, but it's also like it had been coming for a long time.
Yeah. We're good mates with Brett Hunley.
So
we talked to him a bit, and him talking to him about Couch Hop is always like, it was like he was on a fucked fever dream. Like
Funhouse ran in a normal way.
Yeah, it was like a business,
Couch Hop,
right?
And Sugar Pine 7 were fucking insane.
Oh,
the way
man
that they operated, wow.
Now, damn, moving on from that, how was Alaska? How was your trip? Was it just you and your mum?
Yes, I've been to Alaska 4 times now. I brought my dad once in summer and my mum this time, which is still like pretty wintry. It's still like, it feels like minus 16 was the coldest we had.
Whoa.
I love it there because there's almost nobody there. It's huge. It's a very big state. Mountains everywhere. It's beautiful. They actually, funnily enough, have one of the biggest rainforests in the world, which to me, as somebody from Cairns, feels like nonsense. But I guess they count snow as precipitation. Like, it counts as water.
Yeah, right.
Oh, fuck off.
So they have huge rain. I know. That's what we said. Mum was like, that's bullshit.
Fuck off.
I went to the Daintree.
Do you?
Yeah, so it just didn't count.
Now, you, the other thing I really find a big interest in, which is interesting, is when you talk about like your health issues, because you've told, like, you talked about your eczema stress, right? And I've had the same thing since I was a kid. I get like abundant amount of eczema on my, and I thought it was just like weird flaky skin. And then when you brought it up.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But when you brought it up, I was like, oh my fucking God, that's what it is. It's from stress. Do you find that like in America, the health system, obviously it's all these jokes about the health system, but like, do you get more support or find that it's easier to get stuff over the counter, or is it just a significantly worse experience?
Bro. Okay. I came off a motorbike and shattered my kneecap and like fucked up my hands, couldn't walk. I had to call an ambulance. The ambulance basically said, listen, we could take you to the hospital, but if we do, they're just going to tell you the same thing you could do at home, which is you should just sit with your leg up for a while and wrap your hands in bandages and clean every day, but they'll charge you $10,000 if we take you.
What?
So they said,
oh,
just go
God
home. Shattered my kneecap. they were like, it's not worth it, go home. An asthma puffer, I always get my family to like bring them over here, like drug mules. In Australia is like $12. In the US is like $70 to $500, depending
what
on the kind, and you have to go to a doctor for it.
Oh.
Like, it's so bad. It's so fucking bad. The jokes don't even cover how bad it is. You can go to a different state And if you need a doctor really urgently and you don't have the right insurance, doctors will just say, sorry, not taking new patients. Like, they'll just say no.
What the fuck?
That's insane. What the hell?
It's really, really, really bad. And it's crazy that anyone defends it. Like, Americans will always be like, well, socialized healthcare doesn't work. Yeah. Like, I'm from a country where it works. What do you mean it doesn't work? Like, what are you fucking talking about?
People don't have a very good grasp, I think. Like, America has that main character syndrome, at least from our perspective of like...
100%.
Like, and they are the cultural and entertainment hub of the world. Like, fair enough, in a lot of ways.
And they've influenced Australia a lot too. Like, that's undeniable.
I mean, like, Goob's Asthmatic, our producer, and he like literally has, even at the price they are, he will hold on to all of his puffers in case he can get like one last puff if he doesn't have one around. Like, it's very... this is the thing I want to bring up.
I was just going to ask how your kneecap is. Is your kneecap...
It was in 2021, maybe? So it took me a while to be able to use that leg again. I have a permanent scar, but otherwise totally fine.
That is fucked. Oh my God. That is
it was a lot of rehab, though.
Do you still ride?
No, the bike broke, and I haven't gotten a fix because I'm a little bit afraid of it. But my dad rides a motorbike, so when I went home... We went for a drive when I was with him, but I'm like still too scared to do it by myself.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'll get there one day. Yeah. I get it. Like, that's pretty fucked. Now, there's a thing going on here, and I don't know if you know about it or if your parents brought it up, but everyone from the age of 13 to like 25 fucking vapes. Nicotine vapes. Oh,
my mom was actually telling me about that.
I've seen a couple of yank ones where it's like a weed pen or like one of those fucking like hard drives that they smoke out of that are like this big. Yeah. But like in Australia, they're literal, like they literally are colorful, like fruity flavored for kids basically. And they're so illegal that they're basically banned, but you can go into any tobacconist and you'll just pick them up for like $30. Is that a thing in the States?
Nowhere near as much. No. And I think like, that probably came from some kind of marketing, right? That like, there's a lot of research that says that vaping is just as bad as smoking in different ways. Like I get inhaling cigarette is carcinogenic. That's clearly bad for you, but there are other downsides to inhaling vapes like that. It's literal vape.
The amount of nicotine. The amount of nicotine.
But here, because weed's so accessible, I don't think there's like that much of a demand for that stuff. Yeah, right. Like you can get weed delivered. Like if I were to like, I can open an app right now and be like, brownie, this much CBD, this much THC, and it will be delivered to my door in an hour.
I got to go down to Dave's place and fucking Dave overcharges me and...
Full of fentanyl.
This weed's full of fentanyl. What the fuck? But we still smoke it because it's all we got. It's
fentanyl.
All we got.
Yep.
No, dude. Don't chant fentanyl, dude. Do not chant fentanyl.
Maybe not that one, chief.
Well, I mean, like, every drug in Australia is, like, incredibly hard to get, incredibly low quality, and, like, super bad for you. We're having, like, the amount of things I hear about, like, cocaine. Like, cocaine here is, like, the real estate agent drug. So, like... It's like a sign of wealth because it's so expensive. It's like $300-something. So it's a bunch of real estate agents.
I have no concept of how much cocaine costs.
Yeah. Well, we don't do...
It's good.
It's not...
No. Good to like not know like
no
how
idea.
Much it costs.
Is it expensive? What? $300 for what?
$350
like
for...
Like a lie?
For like a gram. So like a little baggie.
Wow. Which like how long does that last?
Yeah. From what I know in the States from people, it's like about $60 comparatively. So it's a shit drug that the only people that do it are real estate agents that literally like, and real estate agents here are the fucking devil. Like they are.
I bet you it's real estate agent like orgies. They're all cooked up.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to have like
a certain
amount of...
anymore from scamming people for years, telling them they'll have like dogs or whatever the fuck.
Half a liter of hair gel in your hair to enter the orgy or you're not allowed in. That's the one fucking rule. Yeah. They are the worst. Like, they are the epitome of evil here. And, like, rentals here, because in America...
I was going to say, don't you think landlords are worse than real estate agents?
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty fucked.
Yeah.
But, like, real estate agents have the ability to, like, kick down your door for an inspection and basically, like, see a speck of dirt on the floor and be like, you haven't cleaned it properly, no bond.
Or, no, that's
like,
a landlord. Real estate agent can't do that.
Yeah.
You own the house.
Well, the REAs are the ones that come and inspect here. I don't know what it's like in property manager. So like you could have like a nice landlord, but the property manager might hate you. So they just make your life hell when they come and inspect
your
place.
But real estate agent's the person who sells you the house. They can't cupcake your door down.
When we're renting. when you're renting.
Right, which is not a real estate agent. Unless they're different terms in different countries. That's what I'm saying. A landlord is the person who comes and kicks your door down and complains when it's not clean.
Dude, I've got it. I have put so much dog shit.
Real estate, do real estate agents control rent?
No. They're the ones that like do the rental inspection. So they're the ones that will come and take photos of the house to make sure you're keeping it up to date and stuff. And then they'll send it to the landlord. Huh. So if the real estate agent doesn't you, they'll just fucking...
So real estate in Australia, is, in the US, is solely somebody who sells you a property. They have nothing to do with renters.
Oh, they have so much control here. They have so much control here. They like they contact you all the time. You will never talk to a landlord here. You only talk to the real estate agent.
So they do like your leases as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
They do it all. And they're little bastards about it. And you can tell because the hair gel.
They locked me in a closet last time I went to an inspection.
That was your dad. Yeah. That was your dad that did that.
Was it?
Yes, dude. It was your house.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You should talk to somebody about that.
You should.
Yeah.
You should call
What about the other house that I went into and I got locked in the closet?
That was your fucking dad again, dude, and it was just another room in the same house.
Really?
Yes!
I didn't know we had that many closets.
Oh my god. Anyway, sorry about this.
Sorry.
And R. Kelly was there. Is he the one who did the I'm in the Closet song? I don't
R. Kelly.
He did great. Yeah,
R.
Okay,
Kelly.
Okay, great.
And then John
Sick
Travolta
R. Kelly
goes
reference.
In, yeah, he goes in to save him. John Travolta goes and saves him in his cart. They both get stuck.
So good. Have you seen the Shane Gillis special, his most recent special?
Oh man,
love him right
Shane
now.
Shane Gillis is... these boys aren't like I am so obsessed with Shane Gillis. It
Me
doesn't,
too.
I think he like, and then I went back and started listening to a compilation of him talking about his dad, and I think he's like the funniest man right now.
He's really funny because he's just like to see him next month.
Oh man, I'm so nice. He's just like this
super excited.
Perfect combination of like our generation of humor. Like I feel like he really embodies like us as people. Like that like. Like late 20s, early 30s style of like growing up and talking about things while also being relatively inoffensive. I just think he's fucking brilliant. I think he's so
funny. Drops a lot of R words, but it's also like this guy also at the same time is making fun of people who are in his family.
Yeah.
Never says anything negative about anyone with Down syndrome. He talks about him a lot, but never says anything negative about
him. Yeah.
And we know has like literally volunteered for multiple organizations. I think he owned a coffee shop that almost solely employs people with Down syndrome. Yeah. It's like...
huge advocate.
Like, just, yeah. Like, such a good way to make that a recurring bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, him saying it nicked him is, like, one of the funniest things.
So funny.
Is that him saying Down syndrome nicked him is genuinely absurdly funny.
He's just so right.
I think people like Shane are kind of the beacons for what I think comedy really could be, which is just really funny stuff. And it's just, the humor is at the forefront. And I think that's, for me, what's important. But also,
it's way harder to be funny without being mean.
Yeah.
And he's proving that you 100% can do it. Yeah, you can still make a joke where you're mean. It's harder, though. Like, it's harder to be kind and funny. No one's saying you can't do it the other way. You don't have to.
I don't know. I love the man way too much. I, like, he is, like, kind of that. He's, like, my TikTok algorithm right now of just, like, clips of Shane Gillis. Over and over again. And
The Trump thing, the Trump speech about the dogs.
Oh,
it's just one of my
dogs,
favorites.
Beautiful dogs.
So good.
So good. I also, anyway, I'll talk about something else after the podcast I want to ask you about. But brilliant. Look, we are going to stop wasting your time because
thank you.
You, oh, Jesus.
Jeez.
We think you're fucking awesome. Thank you so much for being a part
of this.
And thanks for jumping on because we're from Brisbane. That is hilarious. Because like...
it's my people.
Yeah, of all the podcasts you could have said yes to, we probably have the least to do with your interests. But
that's all right.
It was super fun.
I'm interested in Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And like, you know, just before we go, in honor of Bubble O'Bill...
Harold Holt,
the giraffe that Alana doesn't remember for some reason.
Yeah.
And the Batman actor that hung himself in Movie World. We are very grateful. If you want to see more of Alana, go to her YouTube channel. She does not need this from us because she's doing much better than us. But go to her YouTube channel, go to all of her fucking pages, and you can also, if you play Cyberpunk, you can talk to her. So if you want to like talk directly to
Alana. And also, just so you know, she said this to us. She's working on Crash Pash. Yeah. She did confirm that. And
I said no comment.
Sorry about that.
She said no comment, but like before the podcast, she told us so we can say that.
No, I said no comment.
Yeah, and so she might like we'll probably get a Caesar desist.
Caesar desist
for this.
A Caesar desist.
Yeah, because of Crash Pash. But look, it's just worth talking about because I want to see Crash Bandicoot make out with his sister, and I think that's fair.
And I want to see more Sonic Rule 34 as well.
Well, you don't need to fucking ask Alana for that. You can just go on Sonic Rule 34.
I can
there's
do that.
So much of that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much of that.
Do you reckon there's Rule 34 of Sonic and Crash?
Yeah.
Crashing?
I'm so sure there is.
Before you go, we're going to find out right now. Goob's looking it up as we speak if there's Rule 34 Sonic. Crash. He's looking Rule it up. 34. Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh
my oh my god.
Oh
yeah.
God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow. God.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up real quick.
No,
they gave them the pink little rocket dicks like dogs.
Oh, dude, makes look at sense. This one.
Is your dog fixed, Alana?
He is, yes.
Does he still get his little red lipstick when he gets excited?
He does still get his little dick out, and sometimes I go, "Put your dick away. Nobody wants to see it." Get
but,
it away.
But you kind of admire
but he does
it,
still do it
that you make him so excited because my dog gets his little red rocket out. And I'm like, you know what? You've been fixed since you're a puppy. Good on you, mate. Like
he does only do it when he's excited. And I'll be, hey, I get it, buddy. It's excited. I get
it. Yeah, I get it. It's good. At least it's like my dog doesn't hump. He's not a humper, which is good.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
I'm a big humper.
Yeah, you are all the time.
When you're excited specifically, you just sort of the air.
Yeah, he just starts fucking the air. It's not even a joke. If you look at half of our story.
You should take it as a compliment.
I don't. I take it as sexual assault.
He was fixed when he was 6 months old.
Yeah,
he
was still I was fixed. It. But somehow they grew back.
Yeah, that's alarming, dude.
It is quite alarming.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
My dog still has balls.
What?
Like, they're still there. They're just tiny.
How do you keep them?
I think they take, like, some sort of a sack out, but he still has, like, a shape of balls, but they don't hang.
Dude, that's like me.
That is like you.
Exactly.
Yes. We have one of our actresses has a baby and it's a boy and she's concerned because he's got the little sack with no nuts in it and she genuinely doesn't know when they're meant to come through and she keeps asking us like
when
we,
the nuts are gonna
like,
drop.
We remember. Yeah. And it's like, dude,
that kid's still got ovaries.
We just keep lying to her. Anyway, Alana, thank you so fucking much for being a part
of
this.
Thank you.
You are actually the first person on like from guest we've had on this. So
that's an honor.
It's really cool. We're going to talk to some people later. I think, I don't know. Who cares? This was fun.
I care.
Shut up, man.
Sorry.
This was fun. We're going to send you a crate of ice break. And when you're in fucking Brizzy, you've got to make sure you let us know so we can, torment you more in person. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds great.
Sounds fucking awesome.
Got an ice break here with your name on it.
We'll leave it out.
We'll leave it out.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah,
we'll
get it.
Nice fine vintage. The chunkier, the better. Anyway, we're just going to cut.
So
goodbye,
much.
Everyone.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.